Okay, so let's say you're looking for that perfect travel gift for her, and you want something, a little special, right? Something that really shows you get her travel style. Well, that's what we're diving into today. We're going to help you find that perfect gift, the one that just makes her next trip even better.
I love that.
So, what do you think? What's so special about travel gifts? What makes them kind of stand out from other kinds of gifts?
I think it's that they're more than just an object. It's like you're saying, hey, I know you love to explore, and I want to be a part of those adventures with you.
Oh, that's so sweet. It's like a little piece of you goes with them on the trip.
And it's about comfort, a little bit of luxury, and maybe even solving those little travel problems we all
Oh,
face.
for sure. Like, I've definitely been guilty of gifting those like cute but totally impractical travel
Oh,
things.
yeah, I've been there.
But this time I'm aiming for like, stuff that actually works. Stuff that's functional and D stylish.
You got it.
So let's get into it. A lot of the articles and guides and stuff we've been looking at, they all start with what they call the essentials.
The essential
Like,
items.
those must-have items that just make travel, I don't know, smoother and maybe a little safer.
Right, those things that you just don't want to leave home without.
Exactly. So, what are some of your top picks in this category?
Okay, well, one that comes up all the time, and for good reason, is the RFID blocking passport wallet. RFID skimming. That's a real concern, especially when you're traveling, especially if you're in those crowded tourist spots.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It lets thieves electronically steal credit card info, passport info, all that stuff.
Oh, wow.
So these wallets basically create this invisible shield.
Oh, that's cool.
So it gives her that extra peace of mind while she's on the go.
I like that. That makes a lot of sense. It's like, it's not a big, bulky
All
thing,
right.
but it's like this little tech upgrade
Exactly.
for safety.
I got it.
Okay, so while we're on the topic of like making travel easier, what about packing cubes? I have to admit, I've always been a little skeptical.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm like, do they really make that much of a
Oh,
difference?
absolutely. Packing cubes are like total game changers, especially, for people who maybe tend to overpack a little bit. Think of them like mini drawers inside your
I
suitcase.
like that.
Yeah, they help you maximize space, keep everything organized. They can even like help prevent wrinkles.
Oh, see, now you're talking.
Right?
That's a big selling point for me.
It's so much better than digging through a mountain of clothes just to find one sock, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I've been there. Okay, see, that's the kind of like insider tip I need.
You got it.
I'm all about like anything that minimizes travel stress. And speaking of, essentials, we gotta talk about the lifeline of modern travel,
I know what you're going to say.
the portable charger. That is a
I
must.
mean, come on, we rely on our phones for everything these
I
days.
know, right?
Navigation,
Flip in
communication.
those memories.
Oh, yeah, taking pictures and videos and everything.
And if your phone dies, it's a real bummer.
It's like the
Not
worst.
to mention, it could even be a safety concern if you can't, call for help or something.
Yeah, that's true.
So a portable charger keeps her connected and empowered.
And less stressed.
Yes. Less stressed.
No matter where she is.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got safety, organization,
Switch.
staying connected, all the basics.
The essentials?
But travel's not just about practicality, right?
Yo, not at all.
It's about like feeling good,
Yeah.
expressing yourself.
Absolutely.
So what about gifts that kind of hit that sweet spot
Ooh, I like this.
of style and comfort?
I love that. Yeah, tell me more.
I'm thinking, like, imagine exploring a new city and you've got this amazing tote bag.
Yeah, that not only carries everything you need, but also makes you feel like a million bucks. Speaking of which, I've seen a lot of these gift guides raving about the Michael Kors Jet Set tote.
Oh, the Jet Set tote,
So
yeah.
what's the hype all about?
It's totally more than just hype.
Okay.
It's a really great bag. This tote really hits that like sweet spot, between fashion and function. It's spacious enough for all her, travel must-haves, whether she's using it as a carry-on for the plane or as her like go-to bag for sightseeing. And the design itself, it's so chic, so timeless,
It's like it's that classic,
Yeah, exactly. It's a piece that just elevates any travel outfit.
I can totally see why it's popular.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so we've got the iconic tote bag covered.
Check.
What about those like little extras that just add a little touch of luxury to her travels?
Ooh, okay. I like this.
Yeah, you know, something that just makes it feel a little more special.
All right, let's brainstorm.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many great options.
Oh, I bet.
But one that I think is particularly clever is a travel scarf with hidden pockets.
Oh, what?
I know, right?
I've never heard of that.
It's this really stylish accessory, but it's got like a secret compartment.
What?
Yeah, like for her passport or cash or even her phone.
Oh, wow.
It's like fashion meets practicality.
I love that. It's like, it's kind of a stylish twist on the classic money belt.
It is.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it.
So is it like, is it bulky?
No, not at all.
Or does it like blend in?
It's surprisingly discreet.
Okay.
The pockets are hidden within the folds of the scarf.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. So it doesn't look bulky at all.
That's really cool.
It's a great way for her to keep those valuables close and secure without sacrificing style.
That's brilliant. I can see that being like a game changer
right.
for people who, you know, worry about pickpocketing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Especially in crowded areas. That's a really good point.
And speaking of like, you know, feeling good while you're traveling, yeah. you got to have comfortable clothes, right?
Oh, for sure.
I've seen a lot of these guides recommending the signature by Levi Strauss & Co. Pull on skinny jeans.
Oh, yeah. Those are a good option.
What makes them stand out for travel?
Well, they're amazing because they're comfortable and stylish. You know,
yeah.
they challenge the idea that comfortable travel wear has to be frumpy.
Right, right.
They're not frumpy at all.
Okay.
And the pull-on design is super easy. You know, you just pull them on.
That is easy.
And the fabric has a bit of stretch, which is great for, you know, long flights
yeah.
or days spent exploring.
You know, I've always struggled to find jeans that are both comfortable and stylish for travel.
Yeah, the struggle.
So I'm definitely adding those to my list.
Yes. Good choice.
Okay, so we've covered the essentials.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about some stylish and comfy picks.
Check, check.
What about those gifts that are, I don't know, a little more unique and thoughtful?
Ooh, okay, I like where this is going.
You know, the ones that really show you put in the effort and thought about her specific interests and needs.
Absolutely. Now we're getting into the really fun stuff.
I know, right?
We can go beyond those general recommendations and start thinking about her personality,
yeah.
her passions, you know.
Chances.
So, for example, if she's someone who likes to be prepared for anything,
okay,
the Skoda Vest RFID travel vest,
okay,
it is a dream come true.
Oh, I've heard about those.
Yeah,
they're the ones with like a million pockets, right?
Exactly. This vest has 18 hidden pockets. It's like a portable command center.
18 pockets.
I know, it's crazy.
That's a lot of pockets.
It is.
So she can carry like everything.
Yeah, everything.
Her phone, her passport, snacks, a water bottle.
You name it, it probably fits.
Wow, that's incredible. It's like a Mary Poppins bag built into a stylish vest.
It really is. It's amazing.
Okay, so that's a great option for the, you know, for the traveler who likes to be super organized and have everything at their fingertips.
For sure, yeah.
What about gifts that cater to a more, I don't know, like a mindful travel experience.
Okay, yeah, I like
that. You know, something that promotes relaxation and well-being.
I'm with you.
So for the woman who loves aromatherapy
mm-hmm.
and finds it, you know, helpful for relaxing
yeah.
and relieving stress.
Absolutely.
An essential oil diffuser bracelet.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Is a really thoughtful and stylish gift.
It is.
It's like having a little spa on her wrist.
I love that. A little spa on the go.
I know, right? Travel can be so exciting.
It can.
But also really stressful.
It can be both.
So, you know, being able to kind of bring those calming scents into her travel routine.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Could be a game changer.
For sure.
Are there any other, like, unique and thoughtful gifts that you think would resonate with travelers?
Absolutely. One that I think is really charming is a sterling silver airplane European charm.
Oh, cute.
Or a pair of, like, 18-karat gold airplane and cloud earrings.
Oh, those are adorable.
They're just a really beautiful way to capture that love of travel and adventure.
I love that. They're like little reminders of, you know, the joy and freedom of exploring the world.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it.
Okay. So we've explored quite a few gift ideas now.
We have. We've covered a lot of ground.
I feel like you've been hinting at something a little different, though.
Well, have I?
Yeah, like a different way to think about travel gifts altogether.
Interesting.
Something that goes beyond just the physical object.
I might be.
Can you tell me more about that?
Oh, all right. I'll spill the beans.
Okay.
So we've talked about all these amazing things, right?
Yeah.
Wallets, vests, totes, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what if the perfect gift isn't a thing at all?
Hmm.
What if it's an experience?
Ooh, okay. Tell me more.
An experience. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I like that.
Like instead of, you know, another travel gadget or a new piece of luggage, what if you gave her like a voucher for a cooking class in Tuscany?
Oh, that's a good one.
Right. Or maybe like a language learning app subscription.
Oh, I like that too.
To help her prepare for that dream trip to Japan.
Okay, now that's a really cool concept.
I think so too.
It's like you're not just giving a present.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving a piece of an adventure.
Exactly. And it's so much more, you know, personal and memorable than just another, like, you know, object.
Another thing.
Yeah.
I agree. That's a great point.
It's about fueling that passion for travel.
Yeah.
In a whole new way.
It's like you're saying, hey, I believe in your wanderlust.
Yeah.
And I want to support it.
You got it.
In a real tangible way.
Exactly.
And honestly, I feel like it kind of takes some of the pressure off too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like trying to find the perfect item that matches her style or something.
Right.
You know, something she doesn't already have.
Yeah. Sometimes it's so hard to shop for people.
It really is.
You don't want to get them something they already have.
Right. Exactly.
But with an experience.
Yeah.
You know, it's something new. It's something different.
It's unique.
It's unique. Exactly.
Plus, think about the anticipation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you give her that cooking class voucher, she's going to be dreaming about Italy for months.
For months leading up to it.
It's true.
The gift itself becomes part of the journey.
I'm totally sold on this idea.
Me too.
Okay, so to recap for our listener.
Yeah, let's recap.
We've covered a whole bunch of travel gift ideas today.
We have.
We started with those essentials, right?
Vouchers.
The RFID wallets, the packing cubes.
Yeah, yeah, those are good.
Things that just make travel, you know, smoother.
Easier.
Easier and safer.
Yep.
Then we moved on to kind of, you know, that style and comfort territory.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The chic Michael Kors tote. Those surprisingly comfy skinny jeans.
Right, those were good.
Things that help her feel, I don't know, more confident and put together.
And stylish.
Yeah, stylish while she's traveling.
For sure.
And then, of course, we can't forget about those more, I don't know, unique and thoughtful gifts.
Yes.
Like the Scotta vest. With its zillion pockets.
With 10 pockets.
15 pockets, that's right.
Yeah.
The essential oil diffuser.
Little spa moment.
Yeah, a little spa moment on the go.
While you're traveling.
And finally, we just talked about this idea of gifting an experience.
An experience,
Instead of an actual, you know, physical item.
A thing, yeah.
A thing.
Yeah.
Something that speaks to her love of exploration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that creates those lasting memories.
Yeah, I think that's a great point to end on.
It is.
It really is.
It's like a reminder that, you know, the best gifts aren't always about the object itself.
Right.
But about the thought.
The meaning behind it.
Yeah, the meaning behind it.
Yeah.
It's about showing that you understand her and you want to be a part of her journey.
I love that.
Whether that's through, you know, a practical gadget or an unforgettable experience.
Yeah. Whatever speaks to her, whatever she'd love.
Exactly.
I think that's the most important thing.
And you know what?
What?
If our listeners want to go back and like revisit any of those specific products we talked about or see some pictures of them.
Yeah.
The link to that original article is in your show notes.
Awesome.
So you can check it out.
Easy peasy.
All right. Well, I think that about wraps it up for us today.
I think so too.
I hope you found this deep dive helpful.
I hope so too.
Then, you know, maybe got a little inspiration for that perfect travel gift for her.
Fingers crossed.
I know, right?
I hope everyone finds something great.
Me too.
It's perfect for the travel in their life.
All right. Well, happy gifting, everyone.
Yes, happy gifting.
And happy travels.
Happy travels.
Yeah. So an experience.
An experience. Yeah.
Like instead of, you know, gifting her a new suitcase, what if you got her a voucher for, like, a cooking class in Tuscany?
Oh, I love that idea.
Right. Or maybe like a language learning app subscription.
Oh, that's a good one.
To help her prep for, you know, that dream trip to Japan.
It's like you're not just giving a present, you're giving a piece of an adventure.
Okay, now that is really cool.
Right.
It's so much more, you know, personal and memorable.
It is.
Than just another, you know.
Yeah.
Object, a thing.
Right. Another, you know, material item.
A material item.
It's like you're encouraging her.
Yeah.
To keep exploring the world, to like create stories and memories.
Yeah. And it's like you're saying, I believe in your wanderlust.
Exactly.
And I want to support that, like in a really tangible way.
It's not just words. you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's like putting your money where your mouth is.
Exactly.
And honestly, it takes a lot of the pressure off too, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Like trying to find that perfect item that matches her style or, you know.
That she won't already have.
Yeah, that she doesn't already have.
Right, right.
Because sometimes it's so hard to shop for people.
Oh, I know.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, what if they already have this?
Yeah, what if they already have this? What if they don't like it? Yeah. What if they return it? You know, all those things.
All those anxieties.
All the anxieties.
Yeah, but with an experience. You
yeah.
know? It's new. But it's different.
It is unique.
It's unique, yeah.
It's thoughtful. Plus, think about, like, the anticipation it builds.
Oh, I know.
You know, if you give her a cooking class voucher,
yeah,
she's going to be dreaming about Italy.
Dreaming about it, yeah, for...
months.
For months.
Leading up to the trip.
Leading up to it.
Like the gift itself becomes part of the journey.
I love that.
So to wrap up for our listeners today.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about so many different travel gift ideas.
We have.
We started with those, you know, must-have essentials.
Yeah, the basics.
The RFID wallets.
Packing cubes.
Packing cubes, you know, those kinds of things.
The stuff you don't want to leave home without.
Yeah, that make travel smoother and safer.
For sure.
And then we moved on to style and comfort, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That chic Michael Kors tote.
Looking good on the go.
Looking good on the go, yeah.
Yeah.
The comfy skinny jeans.
You know, feeling good and looking good.
Feeling good, looking good.
Yeah.
All that good stuff.
And then those more unique and thoughtful gifts.
Yeah.
Like the Skoda vest.
Yeah.
With all those pockets.
Oh my goodness, so many pockets.
18.
18? it's like a whole suitcase in a vest.
I know, it's crazy, right?
It's amazing.
The essential oil diffuser, a little aromatherapy on the go.
Yeah, a little spa moment.
A little spa moment while you're traveling, I love it.
And then finally, we just talked about this idea of gifting an experience.
Okay, yeah.
Instead of a, you know, an actual physical object.
The thing, yeah.
Something that encourages her to, you know, keep exploring.
Keep traveling.
Keep traveling the world.
Keep learning.
Keep learning.
Yeah.
And create those memories.
And the memories. Exactly.
I think that's a really great note to end on.
I agree.
It's a good reminder that, you know, the best gifts aren't just about the object.
Right.
But about the thought and the feeling behind it.
Yeah, the thoughtfulness.
It's about showing that you understand her.
Mm.
You want to support her passions.
Yeah.
And just, like, be a part of her journey.
Be a part of it. Yeah, I love that.
You know, whether that's through a practical gadget or an unforgettable experience.
That's so well said.
So I hope you enjoyed this deep dive.
Me too.
We had a lot of fun putting it together.
It was fun, yeah.
And hopefully, you know,
yeah,
you got some good ideas.
Fingers crossed.
To that perfect travel gift for her.
I hope so.
And, as always, happy gifting and happy travels.
Happy travels.